International Women's Day was formally commemorated at 15 Wing Moosejaw on the morning of March 8. Starting just after 10 a.m. in the Glass Palace, the audience consisted primarily of women who serve as active service members, military wives, mothers, and veterans. To kick off the event, an all-female Connecticut 156, Harvard E flyby led by Major Amanda Maki took place at 10:23 a.m. We're just so appreciative and so honored for everyone being here and just having many walks of life and embracing this day, throughout your lives in different avenues and different pathways, said Nicole Hebert in her opening address. Hebert was then superseded by the event's MC, Talia DeQuer. I want to reflect on the women that we know, the women who have raised us, the women who sacrifice to do what is best for their families, but mostly we want to recognize all the women who we know deserve a day in their honor, DeQuer said. Here's to the women who refuse to bow down. The commander of 15 Wing, WCOMD Colonel Dan Coots delivered his address next. The effort of those early, pioneering women, and champions have benefited us all, in Canada, across the world, but also in the Canadian Armed Forces especially. That journey continues, announced Colonel Coots. He said the pioneering work of these women also opened up dialogue for the inclusion of all diverse genders into Canadian institutions and workplaces. It's incredibly important work. I just wanted to emphasize that and thank everybody, especially those champions who have the courage to lead change in our institutions, in the Canadian Armed Forces, and in Canada. Following Colonel Coots' address, Deputy Wing Administration Officer Margaret Carey shared a few words and expertly performed a lively fiddle piece titled, Orange Blossom Special. Originally from Calgary, Carey always had a passion for music and learned to play the violin at the age of 3. Carey earned her master's degree in music studies and has since performed at the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra and at Yale University. In the search for a significant life-altering career change, Carey switched from studying business to joining the military on the advice of a close friend and has been proudly serving ever since. I encourage other women to join the military and to view it as a viable career option, she said. I think it's very important to be in service to your country and to bring awareness to Canadian issues. Author, speaker, military spouse, and advocate Kim Mills then took the podium to speak about the military lifestyle from the perspective of a military wife and mother. Her husband currently serves in Edmonton, and this marked her 23rd MFS, Military Family Services, event. This year's theme for International Women's Day is, Invest in Women. Accelerate Progress, Mills noted. Investing in someone is not always monetary, she elaborated. Investing in someone is time, compassion, care, and service to them. We're expected to look at other women as competition. We are expected to treat other women as though their success is our failure, she said. If we're not given a lot of opportunity to succeed, we're going to hold on to our successes and we're going to treat those around us as though if they succeed as well, they're going to steal some of that success from us. She described this mentality as the Martyr Olympics, where society appears to value women who suffer the most. The need for women's advocacy is an ongoing matter, she said. If women stop advocating, they'll be the ones to get hurt and society is unlikely to speak up for them. If two women are in competition, neither one will receive support because they've invalidated each other, she warned. Another woman's success is not our failure, she advised. We could both be amazing at the same time. I have learned to clap for other women. If one of us loses, we've all lost, Mills said. I wouldn't be here if women hadn't invested in me. Following Mills' presentation, Major Maki said she was extremely proud of the women who flew over the base for everything they've accomplished to get this far. You can do whatever you put your mind to, she said. When it comes to women, we're absolutely capable of doing that.